This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. How is that for an intro?
Wow.
I just had to let it play out. How are you, Timbo?
I'm great, Dale. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm great. Good afternoon, Joyce. Good afternoon, Damo. Is there something weird in here this afternoon?
It sounds really quiet, doesn't it? Yes. A lot less cynical.
I was going to say, a little bit more uplifting. Yeah. No, listen, we have to, on a serious note, hello, Dollface, who's at home. He's not very well.
Oh, he's had a big
Dean Murphy. No, for a change, he has. For a change, this is actually, he's not well because he's caught something along the way, a bit of a bug,
a virus,
a splatter, and I said, don't bring that in here.
No, we don't need it. It's hot enough in here as it is, let alone dodging those germs.
It's not, okay. We don't want to be like a little petri dish in here. I think it already is, isn't it? It's a bit gross. Hi, Simon out there who's preparing studiously for the news. Can't hear us, but that's okay. Now, how are you?
Great.
Yes, because Dean Murphy, I interrupted myself. He was moving house all weekend. And
so that was the big, that's these big.
It's been a lot and he's not very well.
They say that is one of the most stressful experiences you'll ever have in life.
Well, I think compounding that might have been the fact that David just said this was going to be called the Anna Murphy Show. Ooh. I'm pretty sure Dean's probably had a little heart attack at the other end. Don't worry, Doll. We won't rebrand. And just yet.
And he's made a big move, hasn't he? Because he's been in the ghetto for years.
Well, he's been on Chapel Street.
Yes.
For the better part of, oh, well, more of a decade, pretty much.
And
so now we've actually moved off Chapel Street.
Yes.
Just a little way away.
Crossed
like about
over.
Like a one intersection away.
Yeah, just crossed over Dandenong Road.
Not a huge. And incidentally, while we're talking about him, he was actually born at the Alfred.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, so we have not moved far, have we, Dollface? No. I'll be in a lot of trouble.
You will be, actually.
Yeah, when he listens back to this. Yeah, but anyway, we have got a cracking show today.
I think it will be.
There is just so much bloody stuff to talk about.
Sure is. We've got a list as long as my arm.
I've been at the Riverboat Festival up in Echuca.
I want to know, are we going to hear more about your bowls saga from
last week? I've got to do a wrap-up of the bowls saga. You wait.
Great.
I'm furious.
Oh,
I'm furious.
Awesome.
They need to tighten up their management skills.
Right.
Well, the communication, I think.
Who better than you?
No, I'll have a chat about that. And we've got a movie review from you.
Yes.
You went and saw a little movie
The Favourite.
Which I can't wait to actually see. Mm. So that's a pre-warning.
Yeah.
Make it a good review.
Oh, right.
Because if you ruin it for me, I will hunt you down.
Okay.
We're also going to break down RuPaul's because there's some interesting things going on there.
Yes. Now,
so that comes with a pre-warning as well.
Yes.
If you don't want to be ruined,
you
might have to just
switch off for a minute.
Just for a sec. But not now.
No, we'll let you know.
Just one member down. We're missing a voice. Dean Murphy, Dollface, not very well today.
No.
So we will try and keep this ship pointing in the right direction. I was going to say on the tracks, which would already indicate that we've lost the plot.
Yeah.
For anyone who's just tuned in, I actually went to the Riverboat Festival over the weekend in Echuca. So I might be a little weary.
Riverboat. What is a riverboat?
You know, like the paddle boats.
Oh, the old steamers.
Yes.
Right.
So you're
right
now, you're a bit like me. On Friday, I actually referred to it as the Echuca River to a friend of mine who said, "Are you what did you just say? Are you talking about the Murray?"
The Murray.
And I went,
the mighty Murray.
You know. And my friend I went with said, "I've never heard it called the Echuca River."
No.
I'd never called it the Echuca River. Anyway, so there might be a little brain fade here today. But I had a long journey home in a car this morning actually.
Oh.
There was no fighting though. Because I drive a very nice Toyota RAV4. Very safety car.
Yes.
But apparently, according to this article I just read in the paper, Ferrari drivers are the most likely to have a row with their partner while at the wheel.
Oh, I'm not surprised by that.
Research by dashcam firm Nextbase found that 89% of drivers of the Italian supercars confess to often squabbling with their partners. I am not surprised by that at all. If you own or your partner owns a Ferrari, you are not driving Miss Daisy, or they are not.
I reckon there's an elevated level of testosterone in that.
There is absolutely a midlife crisis, elevated testosterone. Mm-hmm. They're driving too fast, and this is why we always have a boy when we're in the car together. That's what Do you know what I mean?
I thought you were having a crack at me then. Yes, that was good.
Exactly. And Italy with all the corners. Oh, I would be a basket case. There's no way.
No.
I can't be sitting in that car going that fast. No.
No.
Get a Toyota.
I had a Commodore. Could you picture me in a Commodore? Me, Commodore.
Now that you're saying it, no. No, I really can't.
And my favourite story
what kind
with
of
the
Commodore.
like a not a station wagon, but I don't know, what's the
like
regular
a, like
one?
Like a V8.
Not a V8. It did have a bit of grunt.
You're doing hot rodding.
But the best story, we used to live just off a little hill, and we came around the corner and the car conked out. Oh, shocking.
Shocking.
What are we going
to
do?
You just went back to Geelong with your accent too, didn't you?
I was like, what are we going to do? Like, we had no idea. So we called the RACV. They came along. They're like, guys, it's out of petrol.
Oh, my God, no. See?
Two gays, broken car, no idea.
Two gays and just standing there. You're like the drag queens in the Amy ad going, we've broken down. We need to get to Broken Hill. So anyway, riding in cars. You're going to have to help soon, I think, because my voice is going as well. But that's like, it's a team effort in here. It could just be the Tim Show by the end of the day.
It could just be Murphy's Law with no Murphys.
Now, can you... Oh, listen, that sounds like a bit of a takeover over there.
I've been waiting in the wings
all
these years.
Now, listen, I want to say a very big congratulations to Richard Reid.
Oh. For?
For taking out the celebrity Get Me Out of Here. I know. He has been crowned King of the Jungle after last night. And I missed it because I was elsewhere. I was, festivaling, which is sad for me because I actually watched pretty much every episode of the season.
Wow.
But he's a lovely man.
See, I didn't watch much. I tend not to watch that program.
No, I know, because it's very lowbrow.
Well, no, come on, look at me. Surface, not much going on.
There's no cartoons in it.
That's why I don't tune in.
No.
But I'm not a huge fan of him. Prior to going in, like I say, I didn't see any of the show, but he won you over.
He totally won me over. He's just a very, very nice, humble man. And he even said, like, mentally, I've been working on myself for a long time. I'm trying to be a super good person up front and not judgy or mean. A lot of my life I've been judged and people haven't been super kind to me. His charity was Beyond Blue. I just think he was a standout in there in terms of just kept his stuff together.
Yep.
And was just really genuine the whole time. So I think it's a big congratulations.
Well done,
Richard
Reid.
I think it would be a really tough gig. And I've just thought of how these people can win this prize later. It'll be Celebrity Get Me Out of Here themed, I think.
Okay, great.
I was going to say it now, but we're not launching that competition till 5. But get anyone, if you know people aren't listening, get them listening. Because we've got Bananarama tickets to give away. It's a big bloody deal.
We certainly
I hope
do.
They're coming into the station at some point in time.
That'd be great.
That would be amazing. In the paper today, there's a picture and this is a visual, so I apologise, but, bear with me. So Kate Ritchie, God love us cotton socks.
Yeah,
she
do.
Is now the ambassador for Jockey's undies, right? Which is great. They're a great brand.
Sure.
It's amazing. Comfy undies.
Mm. Yeah, great.
they look quite cute. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, when you're advertising undies, what you usually, you have your underwear on, don't you?
Well, you would, yes.
They've got her standing
sense.
In her jocks and her knickers in her knicky-knacky news. I'm not going to say the P word. No, I'm not.
The panty?
No, we don't have to say that. But anyway, she is. And they've got her standing in a shirt and a jacket.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure they're trying to recreate, remember years ago, Sex and the City, where Sarah Jessica Parker pretty much had to walk down the runway in like a jacket, high heels and
I would
undies.
Love to say that I know that,
it's like,
but
oh, okay,
don't.
Maybe you don't. Maybe this is a really dumb thing to even talk about, but it's really bothering me because it just looks like someone's ripped off her skirt.
Well, that's what it looks like, doesn't it?
It looks like she's just lost her pants.
She's been pantsed in the studio and they've
like,
snapped her.
And she's pondering with her hands on her hips like, who stole my outfit? It's just a ridiculous, anyway. That's all I wanted to talk about.
I think we're going to put it on Facebook.
We have popped it on our Facebook page. If you would like to participate in today's show, you could go to facebook.com/ Murphy's Law Radio or you can contact us here on 0427 Joy949 on air at joy.org.
Yeah, let us know what you think of the photo of Kate Ritchie. Like, do you think it's weird?
I think it's odd.
I think it's odd.
Timothy, look, let's come to that time where I need to discuss the royals.
Oh. It turned so serious. I didn't know what was going to...
Well, I'm very serious about this.
You are a mad Royals fan, aren't you?
I love them.
You even watched that one on that streaming thing.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, God. Yes. Everybody get on board that.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Hurley, dreadful acting, but such a good show. Anywho, I'm talking about the real Royals.
Oh, the real ones.
You know that I love them.
You do. What's happened in the world of the Royals?
I feel deeply disappointed. No, not disappointed. Torn. I feel split-skied about this. I really I can't do the splits. Let's face it. Ooh. Oh, that would be a trip to the hospital even trying. I know. Can you imagine? Not a gazelle. Not graceful.
Nope.
But I feel a little bit like I'm on the edge here because I really had high hopes for Meghan, our new Duchess.
Oh, is she?
I did.
Is she not? And she is
so pretty and she's so gorgeous and she's having the baby and it's all gorgeous, whatever. But apparently the wheels are all falling off this thing.
Oh.
Like nobody would have ever thought there'd be a dramatic split between Harry and William.
Not married.
Calm down.
No, I was going to say.
Harry and William. Inseparable. And then it was the Harry, William and Kate all got along. There was never any problems.
She's the wedge.
And this Yoko Ono of our time who has busted into the royal family who does not really deserve to be there, I don't think. I'm starting to think. You know, you can say a lot about. You know, look at the family. Look at the sister.
Yes,
that piece of trailer park trash. They share chromosomes.
Yeah.
They share a father, and he's down there sucking on coronas in the middle of Mexico somewhere, isn't he? He's about as classy as an Ugg boot.
The apple don't fall far from the tree.
Don't.
They say
you can polish it. You know what they say. You can throw glitter on it. But it's still a
turd.
Yeah, it's still a turd. Anyway, I think I just referred to the new Duchess as a turd. Anyway, I shouldn't have done that. But anyway, so no, apparently there's like big splitskies happening.
Oh, do
like,
tell.
Yeah, no, they've like the courtiers have suggested ending the double act and like it's all like, man, no, she's not popular over there.
Gosh.
At all.
Wow.
I never thought that would happen.
No, I certainly didn't see it coming.
I'm a very big fan of hers because I watched all of Suits before they got together.
Right.
I was like, oh. And so then it was like, oh, my God. It was almost like back when Brad got with Angelina. I was like, this is amazing.
Superstardom.
So good. But no, apparently no. Apparently she's really difficult.
Wow.
And people can't stand her.
Interesting.
You could see it though, can't you? Now that I've just come, I see.
Yeah, look at
me. Flip-flop. On the sides. I'm just like, this is like my 10-year hatred of Madonna, followed by now I'm right on board, and then Instagram turns me off her again. But anyway.
Interesting.
The other thing about her that I find very funny is that people just jump on board her all over the place because she's royal now and why not? So she, back in the day in 2011, this is Meghan. If anyone can't follow the bouncing ball of this show, I don't blame you because I'm struggling and Tim's looking at me like, well, where are you going? Anyway, so she made this film. No, she made this show, this television show in 2011, right? Prior to Suits, prior to anything, whatever. And it never got picked up.
Right.
They did one episode and they were like, no. No, that's garbage.
Bin it.
Apparently now, of course, the US distribution business that has the rights to that, they're going to make a movie out of it. They're turning those episodes that they have into a movie. And apparently she's all like, you know, party girl, doing things she shouldn't.
Oh, so it's going to tarnish
jumping in and out of beds that she shouldn't be, you know. It's just going to give the sister another book to write about, isn't it?
No, doesn't that make it interesting as a royal to be a movie star?
You can't do both.
You can't?
Well, look at Princess Grace. She had to give it all up, didn't she? She was a movie star. And some would say better actress than Meghan. Oh, I really flip-flopped.
You've got some claws out, kitty girl.
I don't even know I can cope with me today. I think we might need to go to a song.
There's your
royal wrap-up, actually, ladies and gentlemen, if you were waiting for
and
that.
And how fitting that this song is next.
This song is perfect. This is Sweet But Psycho from Ava Max. You're on Murphy's Law.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. Don't you know you drive me crazy?
Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
Hey, that's That's right. Just because the mouse is away, the cats aren't going to play. It's that time of the day we do the traffic. The colder outbound has found the free clean hidden portaloos and is pretty happy right now at 7 minutes. The eastern freeway outbound has just discovered they sell crap beer at this festival and is not happy at all at 24 minutes. Monash Freeway is melting in the heat and didn't bring a fan, so is now using the program at 61 minutes. And the Princess Freeway outbound has just realised that the $2 shop chairs suck the big one for comfort and are leaving them behind at 16 minutes. That is your festival version of the traffic this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
I love that it actually has nothing at all to do with the traffic, but I love it. No, I love it.
Joy 94.9, you're on Murphy's Law this afternoon. Incidentally, I just got paid too, and I think most of it's gone after my weekend, which I will talk about.
Oh, good, I want to hear more.
A little bit later.
Yes.
At the Echuca Riverboat Festival.
Yeah, festival.
Such an experience. But right now, I've got more pressing things to discuss.
Oh, what have you got?
We've got double pass to Bananarama.
Yes!
These tickets for the iconic 80s pop royalty Bananarama are coming to Melbourne for the hottest show of the summer with an abundance of hits. Oh, my God, I forgot about this. Shy Boy.
Yes, yes.
Like Cruel Summer.
Oh, great song.
It was on the sound. That was on the soundtrack to some movie. I'll think about it in a minute. Cruel Summer. What was that one? Anyway, moving on. And the eternally iconic Venus.
Course.
They will be also joined by special guests Tiffany and Amber.
Oh, wow. That's good,
that's
isn't it?
It's going to be amazing. And what we got started to think, So I've really brought my vocabulary. I'm going to start again. Put my teeth in. Hi, everyone. How are you going? Welcome to Murphy's Law. Bananarama. So that got us hungry, didn't it? Started thinking
it did,
about
actually.
Banana.
Yeah.
How do you eat your nana?
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
That's all we want to know.
Just want to know how you eat your banana.
Because I am very much a typical, you know, primate, peel, eat, right?
Don't you find that odd when you peel it in front of someone, sort of eat it out of the, I can't do the eat it out of the.
The thing?
Out just of, out of, straight out of its skin? No, I feel like that's a bit. Awkward.
Do you
is
mean,
that just because I'm a 2 year old?
Yeah, yeah. Are you talking like in a phallic
seems
way?
Seems a little phallic. I think,
yeah, yeah. I can understand that. You've got to choose the right. I wouldn't do it in front of everyone.
No, it feels a little bit. Especially it's like don't make eye contact. Why? I just took it. I took it there, didn't I? Yeah. We've both taken it there. We're not now. We didn't want
that's
this
weird.
Competition to end up in the gutter. But how do you eat your banana? Because I can't. Eat it like
no,
that.
No. Do you? Okay. So one of the things that
just
I
just got bright red. This is amazing.
One of the things I do is I'm mad for a banana sandwich. Bread, ooh. Banana. Really?
Oh no, that makes me want to be sick.
Really?
No, because that's like slushy. That's like
mush
that you get to eat in the hospital when you're sick
so
and you can't chew.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Nah.
Fresh soft bread stuck to the roof of your mouth. Mushy
oh no, no. See, that makes me panic.
Oh,
the bread and the thing stuck to the roof of your mouth.
What's
no,
wrong with
that's
you?
That's a panic attack waiting to happen. Oh no, no. That's like suffocating.
Wow.
Being claustrophobic. No.
Nah, mad no, for no. A nani sandwich.
Don't like that. So I would like to know, how do you eat your nani?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't eat it in a sandwich. Oh. I haven't done the time ever at all today. I'm so sorry, everyone. It's 17 minutes past five. It's now 21 degrees. I'm so sorry.
It certainly feels 21 degrees
it
in here,
really
doesn't it?
It really does. I'm terribly sorry. Dean Murphy usually anchors this and does a really terrific job. Bang
doesn't
up
he?
Job.
Well done, Dean.
Sorry that I've told no one about the time, but hasn't it been lovely? It's like we've had a holiday.
Exactly.
Just before we came back from that, we were discussing the fact that we got a bit carried away with the how do you eat your banana. It got a little bit gutterish. The other thing, our lovely producer who usually keeps us in track has had to go as well. So it's we are just
we really
two kids
are.
In a candy store right now. There
flying
is no rules.
Solo.
So
pants are off.
I apologise for what happens in the next hour and a quarter is all I can say. But anyway, we were discussing the fact that, no, you can't look someone in the eye when you're eating a banana peeled back. It's a little bit risque. It's a bit confronting. And then you just told me that you eat eggs like that.
Yeah, I do.
Do you put boiled eggs in your...
Yeah, whole.
And stare at your partner while you do it. That's weird.
Or just people at work.
Oh, anyone at work.
Just to creep them out.
Really?
Yeah.
Pop them in. Oh, I'd feel like I was going to choke.
No. No, you chew. You know, just a nice soft boiled egg.
So these two conversations blending are starting to make me feel very... Mark has said bananas in the Nutribullet with almond milk and protein powder. Oh, yummy.
Yeah, I get that. That's good after post-workout.
I am completely 100%. In agreement with this, because there's certain things I've already discussed, but I can't do a lot of banana.
Yeah, you've poo-pooed my nani sandwich.
Oh, banana smoothie right up there, mate. Yep. That's amazing. This one from Kevin said, I eat banana with French vanilla ice cream topped with chocolate sauce and crushed nuts.
Ooh, that does sound good.
That sounds very fancy.
Is that what we call a banana split?
I think that that's what we call a banana split.
Yes.
I think you've got it. By George, he's got it. This one from Mark. Hi, Murphys. Please enter me into the Bananarama ticket draw. Okay. Can I just tell you I have a lot of trouble saying and spelling Bananarama?
Yeah.
Bananarama. There's a lot going on in there. There's a lot. Love banana on toast with a dusting of cinnamon on toast.
Ooh, that sounds good.
But see, that's toast. It's not bread. It's not going to do that stuck at the roof of your mouth thing.
It's got more of a crunch, but I like the dust of cinnamon. That's good.
I like it too. It's fancy. You guys are also fancy. Mm. I don't think these things out. Love you both. Keep up the great work, Mark from Richmond.
Thanks, Mark from Richmond.
Thank you. And this one, hey, guys, thanks for entertaining me this afternoon. Well, you're welcome.
Anytime.
We're pleased that we're not just driving everyone to
switch off.
Need a holiday. Thanks. I eat my bananas fairly normally after peeling them. But try to make awkward eye contact with someone if possible just for fun.
Yay.
See, this is very awkward.
See, I like that. I think that's good.
See, I kind of have to take the skin off and then sort of break it into bits.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like.
Gotcha.
Do that.
Yeah.
Disassemble it. But anyway, that's how you play the game.
A deconstructed banana.
It is a deconstructed. What was that? A deconstructed laugh. Just a little wheezy laugh over there. Were you muttly all of a sudden?
Anyway. Smoking has come back to haunt me.
Oh, dear. Anyway, we are playing for the double pass. Bananarama, you can do that by telling us, how do you eat your nani? It's that simple.
Easy. Yeah.
And I forgot my favourite all-time. Also, I can't believe I forgot
this. What do
you
mean?
Since I was a child, I don't have normal birthday cakes. My mum makes me a banana cake.
Oh, yum.
I love banana cake, banana bread.
Yes.
Yes. Eat your banana like that. I just asked Simon, our newsreader, and he did say he just peels it and eats it. But yes. I did have to clarify he didn't make eye contact. Hello, Simon.
Hello.
You didn't make eye contact, did you?
No. I did forget about things like banana cake and banana bread. I love me some good banana cake.
Oh, how good is it?
Mm. There was a particular manufacturer who made a frozen banana cake.
And get it just, out.
It was Shut one of the yummiest out. Things I have ever had.
I want that.
Yes. I haven't seen it for years.
Oh, well,
sadly.
Listen, if anyone out there, as a side note, because we're not busy enough, you people trying to think how you eat, you know, honey, if you can find this, locate that. Locate that cold, ice creamy type.
No, it's a banana cake. You just buy it in the freezer so it'll keep forever and you take it out. But it was the yummiest banana cake I have ever had. I could mention the manufacturer, but I believe we're not allowed.
No, we're not allowed.
Right.
Which is timely warning because I forget those things all the time.
All the time.
7 years, never learn. Yeah, no, I don't need banana bread this weekend.
And in... Oh, this week's unusual news.
What have you got in your hot little hand there, son?
A Ukrainian comedy actor who played the country's president in a hit TV show is being taken seriously as a contender in the presidential election.
What?
So an actor who played the president in a sitcom is legitimately running and may be the next real president of Ukraine. He's running second in the polls.
This is kind of like, this happens. This is just
life
the world, isn't it?
Imitating art,
this
which is imitating life.
It's
well, look, rather, unlike Donald Trump, he's at least got some experience for the role. He'll probably do a really good job.
Well,
he's played the president. Why not be the president?
And being on a sitcom, I would imagine he'd be
a
funny.
A sitcom. Hey, Prez. Hey.
The irony is he's actually taking similar policies that his character had.
Oh, my God.
As his
God.
Real policies.
Wow. And is he doing well? Is he likely to win?
He's running second in the polls.
He's running second. Get out.
This is amazing.
Shut the studio door, Simon. Joy 94.9, you're on Murphy's Law, and there's that heavenly Shawn Mendes. And somebody else thinks that Shawn Mendes is heavenly as well. And we've been talking about Bananarama and how do you eat your nani.
Mm.
This just came through, no name. But just said, I'd like to banana split Shawn Mendes.
Well, that's cheeky, isn't it?
I don't know about you guys sometimes. Now, this one from Craig. Hi, Anna and Tim. You guys are sounding great despite not having the professional tones of the other Murphy. I'm with you. Keep going, you two. Almost sound like you know what you're doing.
Oh, I feel like there's a backhanded compliment in there.
I feel like that. Phone number is very similar to me. Actually, Craig.
You know that number.
And somebody else said, where's the uplifting guy gone? If anyone's been paying attention to the show lately, little dollface has been a bit Debbie Downer about a few things. So I just think that's a bit familiar. We're going to stalk that phone number any minute now. And now, listen, I've had this participation sport person, Peter, is in his car. Could you ring us back, Pete? Or could you actually, Peter, if this is your answer, I'd love to put you in the draw to win the Bananarama tickets, but I can't because you didn't remember your number and you were driving, and that's fine. All you need to do is get back to us with the surname.
Yeah, we might need just surname.
Or your phone number. Yeah. And we can search. This isn't very technical here at Joy.
Yes.
It's like we're all over it. We've got tons of people out there that can help.
We can figure that out.
We don't. But I will figure out how to track you down.
Yeah.
If you're in the car and your answer was you eat banana, cold, sticky black rice, coconut milk, toasted coconut, sliced banana on top of that.
Oh, that sounds
Now, that's very
heaven.
Specific, Pete. Yes, if that's you, could you get back in contact
Please,
with us?
Please, yes, because that's a recipe.
We've had this one from our friend in Kent in England. Afternoon, Anna and Tim. Greetings from London. Really enjoying your afternoon banter as I make my way into London for a pre-work swim at the YMCA. It has been spelled P-work, but anyway, that's okay. Love a banana split. Otherwise, we'll chop up a banana with muesli and porridge with blueberries and cream
good.
For a tasty bread. Really? Best wishes to Dean Murphy for a speedy recovery.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pete.
Yeah, well done.
Now, dun-dun.
Oh, movie review time.
We don't have the music, but we need a theme song.
We do. We've been talking about that for a long time.
It's taken us a long time to get anything organised.
Yeah.
But let's not harp on that. As I said, who cares about time?
That's right.
Over to you.
Righto. So, movie review time. Obviously, we're getting close to Oscars time.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah,
we are.
And have you seen many of the Oscars movies, like the Best Picture movies?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Uh-huh.
Star Is Born,
I think both of those are in.
Okay.
They're the two that I'd seen as well. And I thought, you know what? I might need to diversify and try something a little different.
Yeah, fair enough. What's the other? Is Green Light been?
Green Book,
Green
I think
Book
it is.
Or something?
Yeah, Green Book is in there, which I've heard good things about.
Okay. You're inspiring me. I think I need to go to the movies this week.
Yeah, so I thought I'm going to take a gamble. And I'm going to go and see The Favourite.
Now, I've had my eye on this. And I saw the cast talking on Graham Norton the other night. So it looks okay. Back to you.
So I'm going to say it is not my favourite.
Oh, bum, bum.
Bow, bow. Look, it had some pretty good... the story started, and it is quite an interesting story. The Queen has her, like, first right-hand... man, which is a woman, Rachel Weisz. Have I said that right?
Well, I think it's Weisz.
Great.
But
sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, Rachel.
Sorry, Rach.
And there is a bit of a love affair that goes on with between them, which is great. Look, I'm so pro anything that is LGBTI community out on the
ding,
major.
Ding. Joy 94.9.
Absolutely. And it was great to have that on the screen. And then in comes Emma Stone, who is a cousin of Rachel.
Right.
And
it become a menage a trois?
It's a little bit of who's going to be the favourite of the Queen.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so she builds her way up the ranks and becomes the Queen's bestie, and then they start having a bit of a hoo-ha ding-ding-dally.
A ding-ding-dally.
A ding-ding-dally.
For anyone at home, I've never heard it called that either.
Well, I'm trying to find the appropriate word that's radio safe.
yeah, fair enough too.
You knew what I was saying.
You did well.
Yeah.
Better than me. I've been terrible today.
So it's building. The relationship's getting very interesting between the three of them. It's quite an interesting little story plot, and then it doesn't really go anywhere.
Oh, no.
I just was like, I had a nap.
You didn't.
I think I had a little shut eye.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, that really bothers me if it's going to be like that, I like series on Netflix, big series, because I feel like then they have time to have these long, intricate stories that flesh out over, you're with the people for a long time. I can't stand it when a movie you've invested all that time and then it's like they've run out of budget or they just go, we can't be bothered with it anymore, so we're just going to wrap
what's next
up now.
Put a bow on it and we're done. Two hours, pop.
I wonder whether the book is, you know, if there's a book, which there always is.
Yeah, right.
And that's everyone always goes, if you see the book, it goes
so much better.
So much better.
Yeah. Look, I know that the woman who plays the Queen, I should have done some research and found out her name.
Maybe if we're going to do a movie review, but why would we change? Why would we change the formula of the show now?
You know how it works here. She was great. I thought she was really cool. She is a mad queen.
Mad queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loop-de-loo and, you know, why not indulge when you're the queen and you'd rule the roost? And
I would, yes. As we know, me with a little bit of power with a remote control in the car that could give people tickets, I'd be out of control. Imagine if I was the queen. Imagine if I was the Queen of Australia.
That'd be brilliant.
How good?
Oh, vote one Anna.
Oh, Monday's off for everyone. For sure. Everyone can just have a party. This would be amazing anyway.
So the favourite.
Out of five.
Not my favourite. I'm going to give it 2.5.
Ooh, really low down.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you heard it here first. Anyone else gone and seen it? Let us know if you agree. Now, just before we move on to anything else, I have said shut the front gate a few times today.
Yes, you have.
I think we can safely establish that the gate is shut. But I apologise because what has happened is I spent the weekend at a riverboat festival in the country.
Right.
And it's safe to say that my language wasn't great.
No.
Which it's never great, but when I've been freewheeling for 3 days and no rules, I'm just terrified of dropping something. So shut the front gate seems to be a lot better to hear. So I apologise if everyone's going, stop shutting the front gate. We've got that.
Is now closed.
It's closed and I apologise for being annoying.
No, we won't be doing the front gate
it's
anymore.
It's better than what else could come out.
That's true.
Let's face it. Anyway.
How was the festival?
Hey, look, the festival was great. Like, so a girlfriend of mine that I used to fly with we hadn't seen each other really for 10 years or whatever, hadn't spent a lot of time with, and she asked me last year, she came to my comedy, then we said we should catch up, and then she just threw it out there and said, hey, just going to throw it out there,
cool.
But we're very similar, but we didn't realise how similar. But she said, I'm just going to throw it out there. Would you want to come to, you know, I've already booked the accommodation and the tickets. Do you want to come? It's in February.
And she's been before or?
No, she grew up in Echuca. But a whole group of friends were going and she's like, do you want to go?
Great.
I was like, sure.
I'm in.
Because I've decided that I'm going to say yes to interesting invites. You know, from now on, if it sounds interesting, I'm doing it.
Great.
So I was like, yeah, for sure. We'll make that happen. So we went. Anyway, we couldn't be more alike if we tried. At one point, she said, it's like having another me that talks back to me. So we were just like, if you think this is out of control, ladies and gentlemen, there is another one walking around on the planet. Ooh. So the two together, Yeah, so it was a little bit combustible on the Friday night, let's say, because we went down. I took Friday off. We drove up there. We got there by about 2.
Yep.
It's pretty safe to say that we came out the gates really strong.
Oh, what a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
Racing
ridiculous, like so excited. I made so many friends on Friday night at the festival.
Did you?
Yeah, knocking it out.
Friendly friend.
Park. Yeah, Mark Seymour was on. Like it was a very more eclectic kind of crowd. It was all very like, you know, you're more alternative.
Gumboots and Birkenstocks.
Yeah, a lot of hippies and stuff.
Flannel
no gumboots,
shirts.
Too hot, too mate. Hot, oh, right. My God. Goodness, dreadful. But we did get up there. I was, if you heard the traffic before, I was very disappointed about the beer. I didn't like that. Right. So that was a problem straight away. But I'm not about problems. I was a bit there to have fun.
Solution focused you are, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. We tried to move on. But anyway, so Friday was extraordinarily fun.
Great.
Now, fast forward to Saturday. Saturday wasn't so much fun, was it? Because Saturday was...
Was that because Friday was so much fun?
So much fun.
Uh-huh.
And Friday and Saturday, so it was about 10 degrees hotter, I think, well. And we all... Do we know me by now?
Yep.
I'm not sure if
she doesn't
anyone,
do well with the heat.
Oh, she doesn't.
Or the cold. Just weather.
I'm an autumn, a spring kind of... You know, I like the 20 degrees. Like now, today, perfect. Yep. 35, not perfect for me at all. And with a late night and too much fun...
Nah.
Safe to say. So both of us were struggling very badly. It was traumatic to get in there, just bracing for the crowd. Like I'm not necessarily a huge crowd kind of girl anyway. I'm all right once I'm in there. Once I got in and sat down on my stupid seats that I bought, like they were $2 from the $2 shop and they weren't comfortable at all. And I had seat envy of other people.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was looking around the crowd going, oh, they look so comfortable. Look at those ones. Oh, look at those ones. I've got a chair.
My mate has a fold-out couch. It's heaven.
Yeah, see, you need to do, if you're going to do these festival things, you need to be well equipped.
Yeah,
we weren't. So Saturday wasn't great. And look, the lineup for me was a little flat.
Yeah, right.
I didn't love it. And then, unfortunately, we couldn't make it to the headline act, which was Tex Perkins that night because we were a bit tired. We had to go.
Mummy needs a nap.
Oh, we did. No, we were terrible. We're not good. So that was that. And we left. So then yesterday, it was predicted and it got there, 37 degrees. Oof. So
now you were out.
Like, you've taken it to the next level.
Melted.
And it only went till 5 yesterday. So we were like, oh, no rush. And I was like, look, if I'm only down there for like a couple of songs at the end of this day, I don't care. But we sillily, I think, well, it was good for us. We went to the pub, which was across the road.
Cracking.
And it was air conditioned.
Oh, see, there you are.
And they had a little folk band on, like acoustic session.
Cute.
And it was playing music that we knew rather than the festival, which was hot and was playing music we didn't know.
Didn't know, yeah.
And so it's safe to say we ripped off our armbands and just stayed at the pub. So that's my wrap-up of the Echuca Riverboat Festival.
Going back next year?
2019. No, great. I don't think so. Do you know what? I think for me, a festival, one day, maybe one night and one day. Oh, maybe not, because of the way we come out the gate strong. Just one long day is fine.
Yeah.
And then no.
Yeah. Or an early morning,
get
maybe like
earlier.
A lunch session the next day, but finish by 5, home at a sensible time. Day 2.
No. I'm not good at pulling the pin, but yes.
You know,
I think 2 days is enough.
Yeah.
3 days in the same place.
Too much. And you've only got one stage, right?
It was only one stage. That's the thing. Like, I thought it would be a festival with different stages and stuff like that. Bigger. It wasn't. It's quite small, but it's beautiful scenery. Like, you're just sitting in amongst the...
It does look gorgeous. The
gum
photos you showed
trees
me.
And, yeah, heaven. Don't you
know you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
That's right. It's the second time today. We head out to the roads, the colder freeway outbounds, easy 7 minutes. The eastern freeway, it's getting a little congested at 17 minutes. And the Monash outbound, that's a bit of a rough one going home. It's 53 minutes there. And the Princess outbound's a little slow at 16 minutes. And that's your... Sorry.
When do you do the traffic like that?
I'm just mixing it up. No, because the only reason I do it the other way is because I don't usually want to do it, but I'm trying to be professional because our fabulous new guest is here.
You're showing off. Simon is a stunned mullet in that other studio. He's just looking with a puzzled look on his face.
Yeah, I know, but look, I've got a lot going on here today. I've got time up my sleeve. That's okay.
All right.
How good was that?
That was
You haven't heard
great.
It like that for a year.
No, it was correct, actually.
I found that very boring. This
very
is why
strange.
I didn't want to do it in the first place. The winner of these Bananarama tickets, and that's going to Mark. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well done, Mark.
Said he eats his banana on toast with a dusting of cinnamon on top.
I am stealing that recipe. I am going to recap it next week.
I might give it a crack
at
some stage. Now, listen to me. After this next song, which is fabulous, we've got the fabulous Roz Hammond. He's
so
going to talk to us about this fabulous new show on the ABC called The Heights. Now, we're going to do that after... Bananarama.
Yay.
Love and First Degree, you're on Murphy's Law and Joy 94.9. Oh, you're guilty. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law. Do you know what we're guilty of? We're just guilty of having too much fun in here
too
today,
much
Timothy.
Fun.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're very blessed to have the beautiful Roz Hammond has joined us in the studio today.
Welcome, Roz.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. Now, for those of you, if those at home listening, Roz, you were in Muriel's Wedding years ago.
I know.
We're saying this first up because I know you're here to talk about the fabulous new The Heights, and you've been in heaps of Australian stuff as well. But we had the cast of Muriel's Wedding in last week, so it just feels like, you know, it's all happening for a reason.
Mm.
Have you seen the stage show?
Not yet, but definitely going in the Melbourne season.
And how
definitely.
Much fun did you have making the movie? I just need to ask these questions.
Oh, it's so much fun. Just the best.
Just the best.
What
just
a cracking cast it was too.
Oh,
just so good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And the only thing now is that every time it's on television, at least 3 people come up to me and go, oh, my God, you were so young.
Oh, that's you go,
Yeah, because you didn't age either.
Yeah. Thanks for that. Now, you've been in so much stuff. And when I was actually researching you, it's always a comedic actress. But this latest one, The Heights, that's going to be on ABC this week on Channel 2.
Yes.
Serious. More serious role?
Yes, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, you know, she's well-rounded, so she has her very light moments. But, yeah, it's a drama. It's a serialised drama. And it was a great gig to get, and I loved it. It's a really great show.
It looks amazing. So it's based in it's a fictional suburb in Sydney or Melbourne?
No,
Sydney?
Perth.
Oh, Perth, sorry. Uh-huh. So I read that well. So Perth, good research. No, but it's a bit, terrific, always, community radio. But it's people living in high-rise community living.
Yeah, so like housing commission in the middle of a gentrifying suburb.
Right, okay.
Which happens a lot in Sydney. There's a big, you know, debate in Sydney going on about this very kind of issue.
Yeah, of course.
So it's that clash, you know, and the lives play out in the towers. So it's serialised drama. So there's sort of six families, 14 characters, and you sort of follow everyone.
I think that's fascinating.
Wow.
So much fodder.
And it's so diverse.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. So now tell us some of the cast. One of them that struck his the name stuck out. I went to the Riverboat Festival on the weekend. I apologise. I can't talk. Marcus Graham's in this as well.
Yeah. Hello.
Amazing. Yeah. Still as hot as he was back in the day.
Yeah. Maybe he's my love interest.
Oh, maybe.
Spoiler alert. Will. Not a bad way to earn a buck.
And now you play the mother to a girl who's
cerebral palsy.
Sorry. Can you take over the interview, Tim? Because I can't
you're doing
speak
a great
anymore.
Job. You're doing
so cerebral palsy. So, and she's at NIDA at the moment, this actress.
So she just graduated, but she was midway through her third year when they were casting. And the role was for an actor with cerebral palsy. She had cerebral palsy. And she's great. And I don't know if you can see on that photo there. Obviously, on radio, you can't.
You do have a lot of fun by the looks of things.
But we also look very similar.
You do look very similar. It's amazing.
It's kind of great casting.
Now, I heard that you loved the it wasn't too taxing. It went for 17 weeks. But what's the difference of saying in this that four cameras is just much easier? You just get to just go with it. You don't have to hit marks.
Because otherwise you've got to keep setting up so that the camera moves around you. So you've got to hit your marks each time, pick up the cup on the same. Ugh. And that could really hamstring an actor. But there were so many first-time actors on this that it's great because you just do it and the cameras had to move around
you. So it's more realistic.
So much more realistic and faster, and you're just acting and playing
in the moment.
Mm.
And
this is amazing.
I think it really shows.
Does that feel a bit more like a stage production in that way? That you've got almost like you've
it sounds
you know,
more
with a live
immediate.
Audience
yes.
almost. So it's fresh, it's in the moment.
And the immediacy of it.
Yeah, the reactions are real. And
Yeah,
great.
And I believe that ABC is possibly picking it up for a second series.
Fingers toast.
We need everyone to get on board.
We really do need
with this.
To get on board.
It's on Friday night of this week.
Yeah, so Friday night this week.
And then the ABC will. I view it for binge-worthiness for 16 eps
great.
After the first two have been
this
to air.
This is much better for me. I love to binge-watch everything.
Very modern.
Yeah, it was very, very
it's
modern.
Very much what we do these days.
Wow. And in the meantime, any other gigs coming up that we need to be keeping our eyes peeled for as well?
Well, probably a 10th season of Sean McAuliffe's Mad as Hell. Such a great program.
I have been such a big fan of yours from that program for many, many years ago. And there's one particular character my partner and I still laugh about, which was called Celia Thripp. You literally walked onto stage for 3 seconds on the set of Sean McAuliffe's program. And it's still my partner and I laugh and laugh about that character.
Oh, and I have no recollection of it.
Exactly right.
What wig was I wearing?
Is he like just amazing to work with, Sean? He's just like he's the funniest man.
You know, and he's a great boss. He's personality.
Very high energy.
Yes. I mean, that's very different to the man, but the man is gentle and a great boss, you know, so you kind of get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Oh, well, best of luck. But the first thing that we actually need everybody to get behind is The Heights, which starts this Friday night on ABC. Roz Hammond, thank you so much for coming
in
today.
Thank you for having
us. We're a bit starstruck, actually. We've been watching it for too long. We're like, oh, my God. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
Timothy, you might be interested to hear about this. Stumbled across this little article during the week. A New Jersey couple had the surprise of their life. Now, doesn't that sound fun? Surprise of their life after a DNA test proved that they were, in fact, twin brothers. So I'm going to repeat that. They were actually lovers and they just found out via DNA testing that they were, in fact, brothers. Now, can I just... They look identical. There's a photo of them and they look identical.
No, and that's funny because you spot gay couples, they tend to dress the same.
And they can morph into each other.
They do, they tend to morph
bit.
Into each other. And these are both very good-looking
very
boys.
Very handsome boys. And so they said, look, we did the test partly as a joke to shut up some of our friends who were constantly teasing us about being cousins. You know, kissing cousins. Look at you two. You look like your same family. Yeah, we're twin brothers.
Oh, my God.
Totally awkward.
The man I expected to spend my life with, my soulmate, is in fact my twin brother. I don't know if I'm going to cry or jump with joy. Oh, why would you jump with joy?
No, I'm not sure. This is a bit...
It's a bit funny, isn't it?
I think maybe crying would be a reasonable response to the fact that you'd been sleeping with your sibling for a period of time. Like, long enough to actually want to shut people up by going and getting a DNA test. Like, you don't do that if you're just dating.
And Jason...
You don't do that if you're still holding hands and haven't made it to second base, third base. Which base is it?
I don't know. Jason, one of them, he thinks that it's relatively good news. Clearly, he's the one that thinks it's okay. Oh. But the other one is not having a bar of it.
No.
He refuses to talk to me anymore. He's threatened to turn heterosexual over the whole affair.
He wants a normal life. What a threat.
What a threat.
How dare you? I'm going to become him. Straight.
Your brother turned you.
Oh, dear.
Straight. That's it for us. We've got to get out of here.
That is actually it for us. I'd like to thank you, Timothy, for being the glue that has kept this thing together today because it's very different doing
today
all of the
clag.
Things that you don't usually do when you just sit at the end of the desk and swan around and get a cup of tea. Don't take it all that seriously. It's very difficult.
Yes.
So,
well done. High five to you. Bang.
Thank you very much. Yep. High five across the desk. Yes, thank you, Simon, for putting up with us because we're a little bit crazy. But I'd like to thank the Joyces for putting up with us and thanks for participation.
A couple of sponsorship ads, but let's get out of here.
We're out of here. Good night. Ciao.
Ciao.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.